Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and today I got my NFL legend special. The young man that you see on the screen, Homer Jones, wide receiver, New York Giants, by way of Texas Southern University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. And special thanks for my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning here on 100 Yards of Football. Over the last, I would say the last 2 years, I've been having the honor and the pleasure to do a great videos on a lot of former football players that played at the HBCU level, from Jerry Rice to Albert Lewis, to Everson Walls. Now I got another great one today that we don't really talk about how much he made an impact on the game. It's Mr. Homer Jones. Here's a young man. When you look at his career stats, it's mind-boggling. Over 224 receptions, close to 5,000 yards, to be exact, 4,986 yards. But this is a thing that sticks out in my mind. He averaged almost 22 yards a catch. 22 yards a catch and 38 total touchdowns. So when Mr. Jones played in the mid-60s, and of course, he had his greatest seasons in 1967, 1968 with the New York Giants, and he's a gentleman that invented the spike, throwing the ball down, boom, like that. Researching him, the 22 yards of catch is mind-boggling. It's crazy. And then the school he played at, Texas Southern. Outstanding. The royalty there. Michael Strahan, Ernie Holmes, Willie Ellison, Warren Wales, Brent Maxey, Jimmy Hines. You think about that. And we don't even mention Homer Jones in a brim of great players that played at Texas Southern or in the National Football League. He was a two-time Pro Bowler in 1967, 1968. But during that era, we always want to talk about, and granted and respect, Bob Hayes, Lance Allworth, Fred Bilifikoff, Gary Collins with the Cleveland Browns, Roy Jefferson, Carroll Dale, Fred Bilifikoff. But when you look at Homer Jones overall, it's amazing what he did in 1967, 1968. 1967, the gentleman averaged almost 23 yards a catch, 1,209 yards receiving, 49 receptions. Think about this as I say this right now at the receiver position. And the game has evolved around the passing aspect, both on the high level and both on a small school level, high school, college, and professional. In 1967, I'm going to repeat it one more time, Homer Jones had 49 receptions. Let me get it down correct because I want to make sure I'm right. He had 49 receptions, 1,209 yards, and average, excuse me, I said 23 yards, 24 yards a catch. 13 touchdowns. It's 100 yards, I think, a football field, right? You take what he catches as a receiver, 25 yards, it's going to throw out there. That's amazing. In any era. I'm sorry. In any era. Then he comes back in 1968. His yardage is not that high. 1,057 yards, but 45 receptions. But he still averaged 23.5. Speed. Then a guy, size-wise, was 6'2", 228 pounds. Look at him, built like a fullback. And that skill set, separation A+, explosiveness A+, can take the top off of defense A+, hands A+, route running A+, game changer A+. Homer Jones is one of the most explosive football players that's played in National Football League history. And then think about this. Nicknamed the Rhino. You know what they say about rhinos? Explosiveness. The ones with the horns, explosiveness. But most of all, the size, the power. An average rhino weighs between 1,900 and 5,000 pounds. And that's what Homer Jones was in the 60s, buddy, with the New York Giants. And my greatest memory of Homer Jones, when he got traded from the New York Giants to the Cleveland Browns, think about this history nugget. September the 21st, 1970. The makings of Monday Night Football. Howard Cosell. First game ever. The New York Jets taking on the Browns. The Jets led by Emerson Boozer, Matt Snell, Winston Hill, Don Maynard, George Sauer, and of course, Broadway. Chinchilla called himself Joe Namath. And then think about that Browns team. Bill Nelson, Mike Phipps, Paul Wolf. Well, not Paul Warfield, Leroy Kelly, because Paul Warfield had been traded to the Miami Dolphins. So that's why Homer Jones was traded from the Giants to the Browns. Ben Davis, Angelo Davis' baby brother, and Billy Andrews. Very good Cleveland Browns team. And remember the second half kickoff. Homer Jones took that thing over 100 yards back for a touchdown, and it was electric, and it had snuck up at night. In my residence at the time as a 10-year-old on 763 Dunn Avenue. My parents don't even know it as today. They probably going to get me when I go home for the holidays. Yes, I snuck up and turned the TV on and had it down low. And I saw Homer Jones explode. Browns 31, Jets 21. This is a young man that doesn't get a lot of respect for being one of the most explosive receivers in the National Football League. The university down in Houston, Texas, down there located in Third Ward, Texas Southern University, should honor this young man. And the New York Giants organization, I know they've had some great players from Frank Gifford to Phil Sims to Lawrence Taylor to Carl Banks, Pepper Johnson, Terry Kanai, great coaching Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. But when I finish today, Homer Jones should be royalty and honored by Texas Southern University and the New York Giants. My man out of Pittsburgh, Texas, Eastern Texas, Homer Jones.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And my final saying and words about Homer Jones, the great four tops, excuse me, I take that back. The Miracles had a gentleman that was very handsome by the name of the initials SR, Smokey Robinson, Homer Jones. I'm going to the go-go, everybody going to the go-go. Dun, 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 dun. Da, 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 da. Homer Jones is going to the go-go, baby, in the 60s. Correa averaged 22 yards a catch. I'm sorry. Explosiveness. Enjoy the rest of the week. I'm Vincent Turner here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.